The Pelican Brief by John Grisham, read by Lorelei King. Chapter 1. He seemed incapable of creating such chaos, but much of what he saw below could be blamed on him, and that was fine. He was 91, paralyzed, strapped in a wheelchair, and hooked to oxygen. His second stroke 7 years ago had almost finished him off. But Abraham Rosenberg was still alive, and even with tubes in his nose, his legal stick was bigger than the other eight. He was the only legend remaining on the court, and the fact that he was still breathing irritated most of the mob below. He sat in a small wheelchair in an office on the main floor of the Supreme Court building. His feet touched the edge of the window, and he strained forward as the noise increased. He hated cops, but the sight of them standing in thick, neat lines was somewhat comforting. They stood straight and held ground as the mob of at least 50,000 screamed for blood. "Biggest crowd ever!" Rosenberg yelled at the window. He was almost deaf. Jason Klein, his senior law clerk, stood behind him. It was the first Monday in October, the opening day of the new term, and this had become a traditional celebration of the First Amendment. A glorious celebration. Rosenberg was thrilled. To him, freedom of speech meant freedom to riot.
"Are the Indians out there?" he asked loudly.
Jason Klein leaned closer to his right ear.
"Yes."
"With war paint?"
"Yes, in full battle dress."
"Are they dancing?"
"Yes."
The Indians, the blacks, whites, browns, women, gays, tree lovers.